just to look at the force and friendship. We make corrections. We make suggestions. We add. And at the end of the meeting, we should have discussed and sanctioned the socialism of support. The report was circulated, and I'm hoping that members did look at it, so that whatever is taken to the House is the report of the committee. Everyone in the committee agrees with what is in the report. And more so because I think as the committee, the manner in which we have worked together, we've been a really united front, where we identify issues, we deal with them, and the manner in which we do that is really commendable. As the committee, I know that we, as I usually say, that we are individuals that come from political parties, but the manner in which we deal with issues is really encouraging. And we may have our differences, but at the end of the day, we put the committee first. We prioritize the committee because we believe that it's not about us. It can never be about us, but it's about the people that we are serving. And whatever we're saying and whatever we're doing, we're not doing it because we want to be seen to be the people who are champions, but we want the department to do the right thing. So I wish to thank you from the onset, honorable members, and the manner in which you have discharged your responsibility. As we always say, that we need to have in our agenda always issues that are outstanding that the department is supposed to submit to us. And in this case, there are matters arising from the last meeting that we have. But I want to apologize that the minutes are not here because we have a very short time. We have to be out of here by 1:45. So we thought that looking at the minutes of the previous meeting would take a lot of time. So let's just focus on the report. There are issues, however, that are matters that are arising from the department, from our last meeting, like your operational plans from the NHC and the National Museum and the State Theatre. They had to submit those operational plans. And also the department was supposed to give us a detail of how the outcomes and targets will be achieved. Because we believe that it's no point for the department to tell us that this is what we are going to do, and they don't tell us how they are going to do it. We don't want to wake up at the end of the financial year with the department not having achieved what they are supposed to achieve. And we are shocked, and we don't know how to respond to that. This is why we said they must tell us how they are going to achieve the objectives that they have, the targets that they have set for themselves. That information is still outstanding. Also, the department, the issue of the department and the entities, because as you know, honorable members, that the department is not taking responsibility of the entities. 80% of the budget goes to them, but they don't take full responsibility. They have this arm's length approach. But what we said we're going to do, we're going to ensure that when the entities come to report to the portfolio committee, the department must give us an overview so that we can test if they are overseeing the entities. But we said they must tell us, they must give us that information of how they are going to monitor the entities, looking at the 80% coverage that funds said. And also there was, in the last meeting, there was a request that we need to get a report on King Dilip Zulu's grave and remains. That information, in our next meeting, shall we ensure that we get this information. And the reason why we will have any information that we have not received from the department in our minutes, we don't want anything to get lost. Those are the issues, honorable members. I'm speaking off that item now. can we look at the report, because we don't have much time. If honorable members can indicate if there's anything that they want to change from the report, because the right said when we take, when we go off this meeting, we must own this report as the portfolio committee. Let's go to page 1 of the report. Is there anything on page 1 of the report? Anything on page 2? On page 3, I'm hoping that the honorable member did receive the report. On page 4, honorable doctor.
If you look at the fourth one, where they talk about medical economic transformation. Now the description of the activity is not speaking to that priority, because it tells us the alignment of policies and programs with transformative outcomes. We say nothing, absolutely nothing. If you look at the famous one, nation building and social cohesion program, it will say it's a presentational program that promotes nation building and social cohesion that talks to one another. But the next one, that comes to a discussion.
I think in this area, what is in the department, in the APP, the document that we received from this information that is here. If we have questions, maybe we should have asked when the department was here, because this has been extracted from the book itself.
Not to enter the dialogue, but even if it's extracted from the book itself, we had a look at that. However, if you see policies and programs with transformative outcomes, it doesn't speak to economic transformation. There's nothing about, it's about transforming, but there's nothing about economic. Or am I now?
Are you on? I can hear you properly.
But what I'm raising, honorable member, is that with this question that we are having now, it's something that you should have asked when the department was here, because this is from their document, and if we miss it at the time, it's now, at this point, as a portfolio committee, maybe it's something that we can just raise to say it's a finding that we have, that they need to tell us more, because they are the ones who have given this information, and we missed the opportunity when we were interrogating them, that what does this mean, and then maybe they would have changed it in the air. But I think we can raise that as a finding. Are we okay? Honorable member and honorable.
I don't know when you said we can even raise it, whereas we're part of the interrogation of the report of the department as a committee. And for us, maybe that what we have attracted or what the committee has attracted in terms of not putting the economic, it cannot that is just there, because we're giving an opportunity to the committee. This thing was supposed maybe to be raised earlier and check how to deal with it. If now we're going to say only one issue of economic. If you read the sentence, maybe it's only one dot has an economic, but the alignment of policies and program with the transformative outcomes, it can be the outcomes of radical economy. You know? So that way there's just the outcome. I cannot talk for the department, but I'm just going to put sense in this. But for the mistakes that we are here, and this report must be adopted today, it will be late for us to get back to the department, because the group is already out there. That's true.
Okay, honorable member, honorable member.
Sure, thank you. I guess my colleague has dealt with that adequately. I mean, the argument that Reverend Crawford is raising are fair, because the statement has not been attacked. So, it's, but because it's a big statement, and it's really like Reverend when he makes certain addresses and he's going to move. So, it can still be justified. But it would have been better to have a very clear distinct of the transformation economic outcomes as they appear in the 8-point plan of the president, because I think that's where it is derived. But unfortunately, it will lose us for now. That is a matter that we may want to do. And indeed, we have all of us to blame for failure, because, and I want to take advantage while I'm on the floor, is a way to contrast it with what has now happened. For instance, I was looking at the Nelson Mandela recognition. If we had then told the department going that, I would have had a better time. I look at the Nelson Mandela, I think now Nelson Mandela is one of the best reports in comparison, almost equal to the Devon the House one, even better. So I guess it's an area that where we fall touch as a commission. I think politically, you can always argue and prove a point, but it's not something that you can put to an every test and come up with proposals. But let's take the responsibility, and it's good that you pointed out, and I think in our next round, we can always ask the department to attach a, what do you call that thing? Addendum. Addendum to correct it. Let's resolve that an addendum be, what do you call, developed by the department so that this matter is thoroughly unpacked. We haven't lost nothing.
Thank you, honorable members. I think the inputs are really useful and they add value to the discussion. But the department has to unpack some of the things that, remember, at the portfolio committee, we said we want an action plan that is going to assist us to monitor them. And the information that honorable Bosbom is talking about is the information really that we need at the portfolio committee, so that we are able to measure what the department is doing. But I think Jabu will note the fact that we be provided with a detailed information of what they mean about this, because they are not here now to say. Can we then, are you okay, honorable people? Thank you very much. We were on page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8, page 9, on page 9, on our recommendation, I don't know, on our members, I had spoken to myself about this, to say that that this due to time constraint, that the manner this recommendation is crafted, maybe look to start with the finding 6.5, tabling of statutory council whatever. That sentence, as required by enabling legislation that governs, this sector, the committee believes that it is crucial for Parliament to familiarize itself with this report in order to conduct necessary oversight as they are barometers of transformation of society. Did you get that? Does it mean something? Legislation that governs, then the parliament to familiarize itself. And then when we get the recommendation, I don't know, the first recommendation, 7.1, the department should develop a dashboard system that enables it to identify councils that will expire in the near future. And furthermore, I have a problem with this, not due to time constraints, because it might be speaking to a particular entity. But I don't know, due to time constraints, I feel that it has to be recrafted.
Yeah.
Because it does not really capture what we think. And let's not tell the minister to extend. The minister knows what to do, but he must just, he must look at this and see what to do. I was told by the committee to extend. Let's sensitize him to the issue and then to ask him to act appropriately. Maybe people who can join.
It's quite a suicide, something on the shelf that will get hot when he finds it.
Can we get someone to craft it in the meantime so that when we get to the end, Fiona, the management team, can they look at this, craft it, recraft it, and then at the end, because we don't have much time, you come back with a proposal. Honorable Masha?
It's simple to say that this must be avoided in future. We leave it there. Instead of stating as how they do everything, you just said that this thing should be avoided in the future.
Yeah.
So that when the time arrives, they actually have a plan to what do you call it? That's the only thing. Otherwise, if we go into the decay, we're actually almost taking over the executive responsibility. And somewhere we are going to find ourselves even going against certain rules and regulations. So my view is that this thing must be avoided in the future. Every time the period comes, they got task force postponing elections. But we didn't know that by year 2019, there are supposed to be elections. 2016 for municipalities, that kind of thing.
I was just thinking that the department should develop a dashboard system that enables it to identify council whose terms of office will soon end, and that the minister should be kept abreast of such endings of the nation.
Okay. Yeah, one more. I think that's a good. Honorable members, are you okay? Okay. You get heard. Thank you, honorable members. 7.3. I think it would be better to talk to our minister, to give us a recommendation, to say our minister, and then maybe in consultation with, can we recommend to a minister that's not under our portfolio committee? That's the problem that I'm having. Can we do that? Can we recommend to the minister of police? Because I believe that we need to talk to our it look like we are sidelining our minister and talking to another minister. I don't know.
You are right. Whether we propose our minister to meet with the counterpart on the issue that we are discussing.
Honorable member? Are we fine with that? Honorable Fulham, did you want to say anything on that? The, number 7.3.
Chair, it would also be wrong if we ask our minister to speak to that one, because this is a treasury issue, and especially for example now with the local governments where money was kept back, that was a treasury decision. So the conditions that should be there also treasury, because if it's not according to the BFNA, then the allocations would not. So we cannot put on a different set of regulations to fit one particular entity. I will have serious problems with that. Because I think treasury has already something in mind with the language services.
Can you give the committee that information of what they have, so that we are also
No. It's not clandestine information.
Yeah,
it's just the information or the research by treasury into the natural languages services, where Tracy made recommendation that has to be either implemented either by Tracy or by them.
So what's the position of honorable members on this recommendation? How should we craft it? Is it okay the way it is? Or should we add, subtract anything?
Honorable Mahos?
Honorable Mahos?
Mr. Chairperson, I'm worried. I wish you to give a film and consume all the recommendations.
No, we haven't changed. I mean, the reason why we want this to be adopted by the committee, so that at the end of it all, we own it. It's owned by members of the committee. This is what
I was thinking, because we've been given this document long ago. I thought maybe people would be going to each. That's what the speaker that is thinking.
Yes, we need to look at how we craft it so that we own it at the end of it. Okay.
Honorable, I guess your view makes a lot of sense. But the issue that is raised by Honorable Fulham also holds water. As what we want to say is that the Minister and National Treasury, because when you talk about the financial regulations, it is the prepared purview of the PFMA, which is overseen by the National Treasury. So perhaps the Minister and the National Treasury is confident in posing. I think in that way, because even in the Ministry, you've got representatives of Treasury. So we don't say Minister of Finance, but we've been Treasury, which is
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Honorable
Chairperson, mine doesn't also differ much, because I was saying that it is actually a consideration of the Minister of Finance, and it comes from that department. We cannot change it, because I think that's what they are considering.
Temple, you have your hand up.
Chairperson, no, I wanted to make clarity. But I think what I wanted to say is not going to differ very much from what has been suggested. Firstly, that this is a money bill, Section 76 bill, which is tabled primarily by the Minister of Finance. And this recommendation was crafted reading the appropriation bill itself. So in the bill, it is the Minister of Finance that considers those impositions. In event where there are certain issues, like in this case where PESA did not submit documents. So, yeah, that's what the bill said.
Thank you very much. I think we'll leave it at this time.
Yeah.
Can we then go to the page 10? Can we look at 7.6? That the department finds a mechanism and to report on how it spends. Okay, you know, how it spends, is that what we mean? And how it spends, are we talking only about that year and not the year that, for instance, this financial year? We are talking about past tense, you know? I think how it spends, which means this financial year all the time. So if we say spend, it will be like the past tense. And also, in the conclusion, the portfolio committee acknowledges the importance of mandate of the Department of Arts and Culture in uniting South Africa. The committee recommends that the House adopts the report. Okay, it hasn't changed. It adopts the report, our report, because it's the political parties that adopt the budget. Yeah, so that has been changed already. Hey, Marilyn, give me a job. And to conclusion, we as a committee, we are asking the House to adopt the report, our engagement with the department and whatever. But then the House, not the vote, it's the parties in the House that are going to say, you know, yes. And we are hoping that they're all going to say yes. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. And as I said earlier, your commitment is highly appreciated. And the manner in which we deal with issues within committee is highly appreciated. We are now going to do the correct those minor mistakes, and then I take that this report has been adopted. Is there anyone who is against the adoption of this report? Is there anyone who is against the report? These are our engagements, the things that we were discussing with the department. It's not the vote, it's the report.
I hope this is not it.
It's not.
Last time we were told that, yeah, well, we were checking them, we just wanted to see what they see.
It's not a threat.
And I think the chair has put it very well. So that's where we need it. Because what we are debating is the report. It's our own report. That is what is on the table. Consideration of the report of the portfolio committee. So it's too, I think there are areas where colleagues have handled issues objectively. When they say, well, we support the report, and then when we pass the budget, then it's well. We don't agree with the budget. Because that's the difference. We are not touching the budget. We are accepting our report and the content, the things that we have dealt with. But we are not only kind of, we normally forget good catching up. We are not actually doing, we are taking something that we covered ourselves. So what we debate here for Tuesday is not, as much as we support the budget, but that's what we say. And I think it's also the language we are using, which is a problem. Yeah. But what we are actually doing is the matter for consideration. We're actually debating this report. But it's fine. And because already we have a culture. We have a culture of acceptance and rejection.
we can't change it. We know the CSS is going to reject all of them.
But our concern in this meeting is to adopt the reform. And then we get the brief from our political parties of how to deal with the polls. So are we agreeing that this is the report of the committee? Is there no one who is saying this is not our report? You were not here. Okay. Thank you very much, honorable member. I'm really grateful that we have adopted the report. I declare the meeting closed.
Wait,